Leroy Collins Institute Director Carol Weissert says retiree health benefits are not the major driver behind the current local pension woes, but if they're not addressed, they could begin piling on.
And I think this issue is really overshadowed by the pension issue that people are really concerned about, and it's a huge amount of money. But so I think part of it is just there's no room on the agenda right now, but one of our ideas is that this is a long-term issue and really should be on the agenda.
We calculated that there's a $8.4 billion in unfunded retirement health benefit liabilities.
The Institute's Daniel Mackin wrote the report. The Institute supports more transparency in reporting and recommends the legislature repeal a law allowing retirees to continue paying the same for health insurance as they would have if they were still employed. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.